You're on Texas Standard Time.
The Senate has approved a bill that would boost education spending by about $500 million, and at the same time, and here's the part I wasn't expecting, jump-starting an idea to let some Texas parents take their kids out of public schools and use up to $8,200 taxpayer dollars per year to send them to private schools or homeschooling. We've been down this road before, have we not? Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the leader of the Senate, calling this one of his top priorities for the legislative session, but some Republican leaders in the House not having any of it. An impasse? Sure sounds like it. And with just 1 week left in the regular session of the legislature, we are looking at a battle. It's not the only one. Also late last night over on the House side, the revival of a plan to restrict what public bathrooms transgender people can use. But this is not the same as what Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick was pushing for in Senate Bill 6. Not exactly. Lauren McGaughey, state politics reporter for the Dallas Morning News. What's the difference between the Senate's bill, that SB 6 Dan Patrick liked, and what the House passed last night?
It was pretty different. The bill that was passed out of the House last night only deals with public schools and charter schools, whereas the Senate bill would have also made some pretty major changes for cities and government buildings. So this was a much more limited measure, but still very divisive when it was debated.
Do I understand it amended to another school bill?
That's right. The bathroom bill language that was passed out of the House was actually an amendment onto another public education bill that dealt with natural disaster preparedness and terrorist threats and school shootings and kind of training and preparedness for that.
I suppose that I had the idea that the House was dead set against this bathroom bill. Maybe I got this impression that the leader of the House just, this wasn't going to fly with Speaker Joe Strauss.
You're correct there. Speaker Strauss has said that he thinks it's unnecessary and that it could hurt business interests in Texas to pass a bathroom bill. But the bathroom bill, while it was always kind of a political football this year, became a hostage of sorts in the last week or so with Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who heads the Senate, saying he wouldn't make a deal on some other must-pass legislation like the state budget unless he saw movement on bathrooms in the House. So you really saw a ramp up after that kind of political ultimatum was made.
This rhetoric is really fascinating to me. Governor Abbott has said he'd demand action on this in a special session, and he said the House decided to dispose of the issue in this way, and I was really intrigued by his use of that word, disposed. I mean, do you think that this will keep the ledge from a special session or no?
I do think that this was the quote-unquote compromise that the two chambers and the governor came to. Now, when you look at the language, it is limited. The school districts, a school district group, TASB, a major district group in the state, said that they're fine with it. So we're seeing some people agree that this might have been the easiest way to go forward. Mm-hmm. But LGBT groups and Democrats are still very, very disappointed by it, saying, you know, it targets the most vulnerable population of transgender people in Texas, which are our kids.
What happens now? I mean, the House version still needs another vote, then it's over to the Senate. Would the Senate sign off on this, given how much stronger as some Republicans see SB 6?
Anything is possible, but I do think that it was very clear that the two chambers, the Senate and the House, had been working on finding something that they could both agree on. So I think most everyone does expect it to pass the Senate with probably a little bit pushback from the Senate, from Republican senators, and, you know, to see this become law. It would go into effect September 1st, so the beginning of this upcoming school year, if Abbott either signs it or chooses not to sign it and just let it automatically become law.
I have to ask, since you mentioned that some LGBTQ groups have said that this is discriminatory on its face. What about those business interests that Speaker Strauss seems to be so concerned about? Do you think that they will be mollified by the House version?
We have yet to see. There was a group of major chambers of commerce that last week said they would be opposed to any kind of apparent compromise on the bathroom bill, but we haven't really seen them speak out specifically on this one that deals just with public and charter schools. So we're going to have to see where they come down on it. The fact that the bill did only apply to K-12 schools and not higher education might be more amenable to business interests, but frankly, we haven't heard their voices yet.
Lauren McGahey is state politics reporter for the Dallas Morning News. Late night at the Capitol. Lauren, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to speak with us on The Standard.
No problem. Thank you.